From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Tensions ease on the Korean Peninsula. South Korea agreed Tuesday to halt propaganda broadcast into North Korea after the North expressed regret about a recent landmine explosion that maimed two Southern soldiers. The agreement, reached after 30 hours of negotiations, diffused the latest confrontation on the Korean Peninsula. It had threatened to turn into a military conflict. Worries about a slowdown in the rate of increase in China's growing economy is fueling a continuing drop in stock and oil prices around the world. The plunge in stock prices follows 6 years of mostly rising stock values. Experts say market downturns are a normal part of the economy, with abrupt 10% drops called corrections hitting every few years. Health officials in Sierra Leone released the country's last confirmed Ebola patient from a hospital Monday. The release of the patient begins a 42-day countdown to being declared free of the virus. Adama Asenko left an Ebola treatment center on the outskirts of the city of Bekene after receiving a second negative test result for the virus. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has called new parliamentary elections after a deadline passed for forming a government with the opposition. The move announced Monday was widely expected after 2 months of coalition talks failed to produce a new government. The statement did not say when the new election will be held, but government officials have previously said it likely will take place November 1st. Government officials said Mr. Erdogan is expected to meet with Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoglu on Tuesday to ask him to form a temporary power-sharing government until the new elections are held. This is VOA News.